This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. He visits with us on a regular basis to tell us what's going on with Mitchell County Schools. Welcome, sir. Tell us what's happening.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We met Monday night, February 25th, at Harris Middle School for our monthly board meeting. The meeting was very productive. We had an art project presented to the Board of Education that was done by Katrina Plato, working in collaboration with Mr. Chris Hollifield's 8th grade social studies class. The project is a map of North Carolina done in clay. It's an excellent piece that was completed by the students in the 8th grade social studies class and art class collaboration to do this wonderful project. In addition, the Beta Club had a presentation that they presented to the board. We're very proud of the Beta Club at Harris Middle School and all that they do. We thank them for their presentation to the board. We passed several board policies. We also purchased a maintenance vehicle replacing the maintenance truck that was damaged recently. We spoke about the collaborative project that has been brought to Mitchell County Schools from the North Carolina General Assembly. The collaborative project is staff development opportunities for our teachers, along with the after-school program that's now currently being implemented at Buell Dean Elementary School, Tipton Hill Elementary School, Googe Elementary School, and Deaton Elementary School. Mr. Gary Hyatt, After School Program Coordinator for our Young Scholars After School Program, gave us an update on how Buell Dean Elementary School, Tipton Hill Elementary School, Googe Elementary School, and Deaton Elementary School were doing at this time. Also, in addition, Danny Young, our finance officer, and the finance staff were recognized by the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction for their excellent work. They will be presented an award in March at the state board meeting in Raleigh. Danny Young gave the board an update on our planning allotment for the 2008-2009 school year. Looking at the planning allotment, it is apparent that our enrollment for the 2008-2009 projected enrollment will decrease from what we currently have, meaning that if we have a decrease in our enrollment in December, we will not be funded by the state one or two teaching positions that we currently are being funded at. Because of the projected loss in the number of teaching positions provided to us by the state, we are going to examine what the projected loss in these teaching positions will mean to Mitchell County Schools and present the board with four or five different options on how to pursue to handle the potential loss in teaching positions. And we'll do this at the March 19th and 20th board retreat. If our numbers were to decrease by more than 2% or 100 students, we will have a decrease in the amount of state funding that we receive. And that projected will be 2 to 3 teaching positions that we will not be funded at. However, the state would only take half of those teaching positions for the 2008-2009 school year, but with projected enrollment figures not increasing over the next few years, we have to be prepared on how to handle the 2 to 3 teaching positions that potentially will not be there in the future years.
Our guest on Close Up today has been Dr. Brock Womble, the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools. We thank you for joining us, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.